Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already the 15th and 16th of November. Where has the year gone? It's been a blur for me, but of course now I'm sounding like my parents who said that as you get older, life goes by really fast, but it's already the 15th and 16th, which means in 1 week's time is the famous Granite State baseball dinner. So this weekend with me is one of our great partners from the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Jenna Raises, who is the Senior Vice President and Assistant General Manager of the Fisher Cats, working with Rick Brenner, President, and Art, the owner. So thank you, Jenna, for coming and joining me this weekend of the 15th and 16th.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me, Tom.
I'm sure you do. You have other things to do, but I really appreciate this. So let's start off with your career. You're now the Senior Vice President and Assistant General Manager of the Fisher Cats. So let's start with your career at the Fisher Cats, and then I'm going to take you way back to your softball career.
Okay, great. I've been with the Fisher Cats since January of 2012, so just over three seasons going into my fourth season with the Fisher Cats. It's been really a whirlwind tour, especially working for Rick. He's such a great mentor and such a great leader that in terms of learning the business, learning sales, learning how to be the really integral part of the community through him has really helped my career be able to progress and work underneath him and learn to progress where I am now.
That's fantastic, and I agree with you. Rick is a great friend and a great business leader in New Hampshire, and all of us in New Hampshire are lucky to have you. From a Northeast Delta Dental perspective, the 2014 Fisher Cats season, even though on the field the team didn't have necessarily the best record, it was a great season for us because more and more we're using the venue for people to understand the importance of oral health. We had a booth there this year, and people are getting more of awareness of the importance of oral health and the venue of having the couple hundred thousand or more people that attend the games during the season. They're getting the oral health message. So from your perspective, how was the 2014 season? And I know not in terms of necessarily wins and losses, but you also had a baby throughout all this. So tell us a little bit about the 2014 season.
Well, speaking of whirlwind, yes, 2014 was definitely a whirlwind for me. My son Ryder was born on opening day of 2014, a couple of weeks early. So it certainly set me back in terms of maybe being in the office, but I guess I've listened to the Fisher Cats on the radio more than I ever have. So Tom Gothier's voice, Bob Lippman's voice, really coming through the speakers loud and clear at home.
Did you hear me? I did some guest innings this year. Instead of throwing out a lot of pitches this year, I sat back at the radio booth. So you must have heard me once or twice.
I did. There were a couple of games. So we listened pretty diligently on the radio in terms of listening to the baseball all the way through Father's Day when I returned back to the office. But for us, 2014 was really good. Good in a lot of ways. We tried a lot of new things in terms of promotions on the field. One of the biggest successes, I don't know if you've seen the movie Frozen.
Yes.
I don't know if that's in your wheelhouse. But we had a really great Elsa come and visit us at the stadium. So just trying some different things that we haven't done in the past and then really focusing on working for next year too, of hosting concerts on Friday nights, hosting different characters. Maybe not all baseball related, but really more family friendly oriented. So,
and I know Rick is constantly trying to reinvent and refresh because you had your attendance this year was 340,000 or so, which is one of the top in minor league baseball. But it's constantly about reinventing and getting the family entertainment. Although I know there's a hardcore group of baseball fans, but you're also trying to reach the overall audience, correct?
Correct. And I think even for me more now, as cliche as it sounds, now having a family of my own, trying to really wrap my mind around what types of things am I going to bring my family to, not even this summer, but next summer and the summer after that. What priorities are important when I'm going to be playing youth sports? even though that's 5-6 years down the road, how do I make time for these types of minor league baseball games? So really making sure that we do have that pull for fans and families, pull in terms of entertainment and fun and memories, and then also being able to keep our prices low, because that's something that I've found. I mean, kids aren't cheap.
Well, you'll find out more and more of that, Jenna, believe me. And of course, it is a relatively inexpensive, relatively inexpensive time out compared to, let's say, going to Fenway Park. And I know more and more of my business colleagues prefer, candidly, to go to Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, watch the game. If they happen to be in one of the suites, you can also watch, you know, the Red Sox game on TV if you wanted to, and you can get in and out. The other big thing this year that and I know you've had it in years past, but it seems like the fireworks this year, there were many of the games that had the fireworks afterwards, and it seemed like that was a really big hit this year.
Fireworks, above all else, are one of the top things we get asked about. So when people will call in or even stop by the box office, want to make sure, are there fireworks on that date? So I think we had 29 fireworks shows in 2014 and 33 fireworks shows coming up in 2015. So they're definitely something that people put a lot of weight in terms of making the decision to come out.
Absolutely. We had some guests from out of town, and they definitely commented. They commented candidly more on the fireworks, you know, than the baseball game. So we'll segue back into the 2014 season, but let's get right to the Granite State baseball dinner. Just and you know this, Jenna, but when I was growing up, the quote-unquote New Hampshire baseball dinner was one of the biggest things. And I grew up in Massachusetts, and your dad would take you to New Hampshire, which you thought as a little kid was, you know, a million miles away, and you know, was maybe a 45-minute drive, and then it kind of went away. And then with the advent of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, the Granite State baseball dinner has really come back in a huge way. So tell us the specifics, the night, and some contact information.
So the Granite State baseball dinner this year is next Saturday, the 22nd. It begins at 5 p.m. So from 5 to 7 p.m., we have this really cool, great group. This year it is 21 athletes strong right now. Really headlined by Chris Carpenter, so the New Hampshire native, two-time World Series champion, Cy Young winner, one of the best human beings, athletes that I've ever met in terms of how much he cares and how much time that he gives. Also headlined by Brock Holt, so the Red Sox rising star. Brock played 7 defensive positions in 2014. So with those two guys really headlining it in terms of current, and then Chris obviously being recently retired, Louis Tiant will be there, Dwight Gooden, Denny McClain, who won 2 Cy Young Awards, Jake McGee from the Tampa Bay Rays, who throws, I think, if not over 100, at least close to 100. Bob Stanley, Rich Gedman, Lou Maloney, and a couple of women joining us this year, too. So Megan Cooley, the reigning Miss New Hampshire, and then also Victoria Arlen, who's the Exeter native. She won the gold medal at the 2012 London Paralympic Games. So those guys, and then plus, there's, I think, 8 others joining us, signing autographs from 5 to 7. Really gives folks the opportunity to get every autograph that they've been seeking. At 7 o'clock, we have a short program followed by dinner, and then headed right into probably folks' most asked about section of the entire dinner, the Q&A section. So really no question off limits, where the 20 guests are seated at the head table, and then folks throughout the audience, so which is usually 1,000 to 1,200 people, can ask any questions.
It's the place to be if you're a baseball fan. It really is. And back by popular demand for the second year to serve as the master of ceremonies is Jack Heath, so that he knows the drill, so to speak, to keep it moving along.
Keeps it moving, keeps it humorous, keeps it fun.
So now you mentioned, of course, Chris and Brock, and that they are the headliner. But my favorite will of course, be Louis Tiant. Any person my age was in college in 1975 when the Red Sox had that famous 7-game series with the Cincinnati Reds, and Louis's fantastic in that series. And people may remember, but one of the games that he pitched, of course, we end up losing it. When I say we, the Red Sox lost in 7 games, but one of the games he pitched a complete game with something like throwing like 165 pitches, which would be unheard of in today's game. And you also mentioned Denny McClain, who was not only the baseball's last 30-game winner, but he's had his ups and downs, and he had he also pitched over 300 innings in 1968, and then the following year actually won the Cy Young, so he had won the Cy Young 2 years in a row. So he's an interesting person, to say the least. Let's talk about the baseball dinner. While it's certainly for us fanatics who are baseball fans, but what does it benefit? So if I want to buy a ticket, you know, where is my money going to?
Well, tickets are $80, and the three beneficiaries of the dinner are the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth, affectionately known as CHAD, the Ted Williams Museum, and the Fisher Cats Foundation. So the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth is pretty easy to define. I actually worked there for a year in fundraising before I started working for the Fisher Cats. And candidly, because Rick Brenner told me that I could raise more money for CHAD now working for the Fisher Cats than I was doing there on my own, and he was completely right. I think I raised almost double the amount that I do now as a volunteer. So the funds help the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth, the Ted Williams Museum, and then the Fisher Cats Foundation. The Ted Williams Museum does provide scholarships, and then in terms of the Fisher Cats Foundation, since 2007, when the foundation was formed, we've donated just over $3.5 million in monetary and in-kind donations, and counting this year's scholarship winners, which we have 12 from 2014, we've given just $230,000 worth of scholarships from the foundation since 2007.
That's incredible, and that's what it's all about. I mean, that's the great thing about the Granite State Baseball Dinner. It's a great combination of getting your baseball fix in and meeting, unless that didn't sound right, but people know what I mean. Basically, if you're a baseball fan, that's the place to be. But also, it's raising money, obviously, for CHAD and Ted Williams and the Fisher Cats Foundation. And Jenna, you mentioned you had come from the CHAD, and you actually flipped positions. So why don't you tell that story? I love that story.
So I was working in fundraising for the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. I started there in 2011. And even since I moved to the state in 2008, when I worked in marketing over at the University of New Hampshire, had always known the Fisher Cats, had gone to a few games every season, had met Rick, had met his colleagues, had met Mike Ramshaw and the folks that I work with now, and really kept in contact with them, started to learn more about their community involvement. After a year with CHAD and working with the Granite State Baseball Dinner with the committee, I'm working for the WMUR's Play Ball for CHAD night, meeting Rick at golf tournaments that we hosted that the Fisher Cats sponsored, picking up auction items, it really became apparent that there was a role for me there, that I could be doing many of the same things that I do for CHAD, but just from a different perspective and more as a volunteer. So now for the Fisher Cats, and I guess I kind of switched roles with Danielle, who was the community relations director over at the Fisher Cats. So she then worked for the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. But really right now for the Children's Hospital, in terms of donating to all of the events that they do, we host the Autumn Baseball Classic. So it's the police first fire fundraiser that they host at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. We host the WMUR's Play Ball for CHAD night. This past year we donated just over $12,000 with that alone. And the Granite State Baseball Dinner. So there really are three signature events that are July, September, and November based. So a lot of our campaign throughout the year is really a lot of fundraising for the Children's Hospital.
Fantastic. Okay, after commercial break, we'll return with Jenna Races, who is a Senior Vice President and Assistant GM for New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits Rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And before we get back to Jenna, just a quick update. It's now been almost 14 months since the advent of the New Hampshire Exchange, and literally thousands of individuals have purchased their individual dental insurance through either the public exchange, healthcare.gov, or our private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com. And I credit the New Hampshire Fisher Cats with helping Northeast Delta Dental get the awareness out for the importance of oral health, because if people don't understand that you can't have good overall health without good oral health, they won't then purchase the dental insurance. So being involved with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium has really helped get the awareness out there. And if you want to know more about that strategy, you can talk. You can read about that. And There Are No Do-Overs, a book that I co-authored with Dave Cowens, and you can get that right here in Concord at Gibson's. So back to Jenna. So Jenna, let's get the contact information one more time for the Granite State Baseball Dinner, and then we'll and the specifics, you know, when it starts, and then we're going to circle back to it.
For the baseball dinner, if you need tickets, tickets are $80. We can be reached at 603-641-2005. So again, that's 603-641-2005. You can certainly be transferred to the box office or straight to me. We can get those tickets ordered for you. They are still available through Thursday at www.nhfishercats.com. Once you get there, there's plenty of graphics and links to help you get to the store to purchase those tickets. And last year we sold out right around midnight the Thursday before, so tickets weren't available. But we certainly try to update our website, update our email newsletters and things as we start to get close, so people that may be waiting till the last minute to check schedules can certainly do that. And if available, they will be available for purchase on that day as well. You can still give the offices a call at 603-641-2005, and from there we direct you toward the appropriate cell phone numbers to make sure those get purchased.
That's awesome. And again, some of the funds go to benefit CHAD, also the Ted Williams Museum and the Fisher Cats Foundation, and the headliners being Chris Carpenter, Brock Holt, and Louis Tiant. And there are many others, including Megan Cooley, who's the reigning Miss New Hampshire. Also, we present, Northeast Delta Dental presents what we call the Gold Crown Award, recognizing play on the field as well as community involvement. And this year's winner will be pitcher Richard Blyer, who will receive $1,000 from Northeast Delta Dental. And I must say, past winners of the Crown Award, including Anthony Goes and several others, ultimately you do see them at playing for the Major League team in Toronto. So it's great to see that. And circling back now to the 2014 season, the Fisher Cats had several players advance to the big leagues this year, right, Jenna?
We did. We had quite a few. I think in total, see if I can read, 7 players total. So Blue Jay starter, I think most people are familiar with, Marcus Stroman. Aaron Sanchez went up midseason. Dalton Pompey and Daniel Norris obviously making some big splashes right toward that last month of when the Blue Jays were in the season.
That's great. And people have to realize that Double-A baseball now, it used to be, you know, Double-A, then Triple-A, but in some respects, Double-A baseball, the players go right into the big leagues, and Triple-A is now used sometimes, you know, almost for rehab and when people are going the other way. So what people don't realize is that many of the players that you see at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, such as Anthony Goes, you will see on TV next year or the year after playing for the Toronto Blue Jays. And so even though the record this year for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats wasn't as great as, let's say, the prior season when they won it, you'll still see Major League caliber players. And speaking of that, you were a Major League caliber softball player. So tell us about your softball career.
A long time ago, Jenna. I grew up in Texas. I grew up in a really small town, Weimar, Texas, 2,000 people. And my best friends and I, a long time ago, had a great time playing softball. So we ended up winning 2 state championships while in high school. And I ended up playing a couple of years at Georgia College and State University, now Georgia College in Milledgeville, Georgia. Transferred to the University of Memphis for my final 2 years when the University of Memphis started a program. So their first year as a team was the 2005-2006 season. So I finished my career there. Ended up getting inducted to the Hall of Fame in January of this past year of 2014. And I've really tried to stay into coaching and mentoring. As busy as I am in the summer with the Fisher Cats, I still have a couple of lessons that I'll do on the Seacoast to help some of those pitchers and really try to help them find homes, whether it's Division II, III, even a couple that get looked at by Division I schools here from New Hampshire too. So trying to stay involved in the softball community.
So what's your biggest tip? If I'm a mom or dad listening to this and I have a daughter that has talent and passion to be a softball pitcher, I mean, what are two or three things you say besides obviously having the passion for it? Because you don't want to force your child to do anything if they don't have the passion for it.
I think the two things that I see most often are people seeing pitchers and saying, wow, you must have a strong arm or you must be tall. And really pitching is so much about the legs and making sure that you're in shape in running and doing core exercises and really just being an in-shape overall athlete. You don't have to be tall or have lanky arms to be able to pitch. So for one, I tell kids it's speed and accuracy really start in your legs and being strong and being able to push really hard off the mound. And then second, really being not only passionate, but making sure that you're willing to put in the practice. It's not something that happens overnight. It's not magic. It's not something that you can just start in March and start pitching in April and call it a year in July. That it really is year round. And the feedback that I get is, yes, we know, but kids are busy now. So it really is. It's finding those 2-3 kind of gems within the entire system and making sure that those kids have all the support that they need to succeed.
Great advice. And one of the things I did for my book was interview a lot of successful people, both athletes and business people and community leaders. And the point that you made about basically, you know, outworking the competition, that the biggest component, whether you're Joan Benoit Samuelson or some unknown business person that's successful, is that your willingness to, you know, to put in the hours. And of course, we know there's a balance. You also want the child to play other sports if need be. But if they have the passion for it, you definitely have to work hard at it. And I'm sure, based on your success, you must have worked really hard to be a successful Division I pitcher.
Yeah, my parents and I talk about it all the time. We spent a lot of money traveling. We spent a lot of time traveling and coaches. But at the end of the day, we really had fun as a family, and staying in hotel rooms or eating sandwiches between games, was really what we considered our vacation. So it was really a lot of our best family memories too.
Exactly, and some of my most fond memories are the same type of thing. Going to tournaments with, I had two daughters and two sons doing similar things. So back to the Fisher Cats. So you had a baby this year, and were you able to find that work-family balance? Besides, I know you mentioned earlier that you listened to a lot of the games, but how did that work out for you?
I think so, and I'm fortunate to work with really great colleagues and obviously great leadership with Rick and Art that really allowed me the space and time to figure out what worked best for my family. So my husband's in law enforcement and typically has some strange hours, so really it being able to have the flexibility to work from home if I need it, even if it was last minute, has been helpful. And then it's really helped me, I think, become much more organized, much more focused on the things that matter. I'm prioritizing at home and at work to make sure that I can get everything that I need to get done throughout the day.
And you are very organized. I'm on the Grand State Baseball Dinner Committee, and we get frequent emails with beautiful spreadsheets from Jenna with our assignments in terms of sponsorships. And this year, a number of companies have stepped up to play to be sponsors again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and to be fair, Tom, your checklist has been complete. Your assignments have been complete for quite some time. You're very organized as well. But yep, this year, just over, which just sounds so crazy, 85 sponsors of the baseball dinner in terms of providing some type of monetary assistance for the dinner, and just over 125 auction raffle items donated, and those come from just right at 100 businesses, so a couple giving multiple. But between those 180 sponsors and then the 1,000-plus attendees for the dinner really helped make it the success that it is.
And I credit you for your leadership and shepherding, the baseball steering committee. So I get this question a lot. Would you ask Jenna about, how did she, you talked about your progressing from Chad to the Fisher Cats, but if I have a son or daughter, that wants to get into working for, a minor league team or ultimately even a major league team, what are some of your suggestions?
Well, just for the Fisher Cats in general, we offer really, really so many opportunities. So whether it's just shadowing, we invite kids to go to our website and send us, we have a couple of questions that we ask, and sending us an email where we let them come to a game and shadow everyone from Tom Gothier on the radio to our production booth, to me, to our people on the field, to the box office, just to get a handle on what we do from an hour before the game till 5 minutes into the game, because you get a sense of how busy and the type of different roles that we have. We offer an internship where kids are typically sophomores or juniors in college working to get some type of college credit where they can work college hours and then also work games. We have game day employees that can even start when they're in high school. So a lot of those are working kids' play areas and things, but they can kind of just start to make those connections and really start to see what it's like to work with fans, because that's really the biggest thing when folks ask me what really do you do. Well, we really interact with fans. So whether it's the retail side of things or customer service, the guest services center, it's really making sure that in this job you enjoy working with fans, you enjoy communicating, you can articulate, you can have the confidence to explain decisions. And then being able to do the follow-up as well.
Having those great interpersonal skills and candidly a passion for exemplary customer service, which includes, if there's a piece of paper, you know, on the floor at the stadium, picking it up and throwing it away, all those little things that make a huge difference to the customer experience.
Correct. Yeah, a huge difference. And those are things, too, that we learn really by following from example. I think my first day on the job, I followed Rick into the office, and he picked up something from the parking lot, and he really sets that example. So it's really kind of following the leader when
exactly.
you start.
He and I have talked about the importance of that. So let's give out the contact information for the Granite State Baseball Dinner one more time.
Yep. Tickets are available at nhfishercats.com if you want to read the entire guest list and get all the information before deciding to purchase. And again, it's on November the 22nd, starting at 5 p.m. With the autograph session. You can call and purchase tickets as well if it's easier at 603-641-2005. So again, the phone number is 603-641-2005. The box office has those tickets, or if you have additional questions, you can ask to speak to me, and we can go over those then.
And some of the headliners include Chris Carpenter, Brock Holt, Louis Tion, Dwight Gooden, Denny McClain, and Megan Cooley. So one final piece of advice for someone that wants to one day be a senior vice president and assistant GM, what would you say?
I would say don't be afraid to reach out and make those connections now, no matter really how young you are. I did a ton of internships and did a ton of meeting folks, even though I didn't meet Rick until I was kind of that really starting my career. Just making connections and networking and asking questions really helped me decide maybe what I wanted to do.
Perfect. Making connections. Okay, November 22nd, 5 p.m., the Granite State Baseball Dinner. You'll see me and Jenna there. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.